at 11, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, Lisa Newell. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning. Good morning. We have got kind of a mystery in our paper this week. It's about Tiffany Daniels, the woman who disappeared 10 years ago. Her family has been left all this time with no answers, and they are still, of course, hoping to find out something about what became of her, whether she's, maybe she drowned, maybe she's alive, maybe she was abducted. There's so many questions and so many conflicting leads that it's very hard to pinpoint. And, of course, they're going to be painting the graffiti bridge this week in honor of her 10-year anniversary, try to keep people still looking for her and trying to, find out if anyone knows anything.
Yeah, and then this happened like right before I came, so it's not one that I lived on,
awful.
Lived through, reported on or whatever. But man, I was just talking to Mike Wood about this last hour, that they are still, always looking for leads, always looking for tips and
everybody
information.
Everybody knew her. She was so sweet. Is sweet.
You also have a story about Skanska losing a round of lawsuit, right? Protection for the limit on liability.
Well, we don't know what that's going to mean for all the people who have been trying to recover economic loss, because at one point, the people that were affected said that they were not, unless they were physically affected, if a barge, ran into your business, you would only then would you be able to claim damages, but you could not claim any other type of damages. But there was a law that Limitation Act, and it was found that Skanska was indeed negligent, and therefore the Limitation Act does not apply to them. Does that mean that anyone's going to be able to sue for economic damages? Nobody knows. But that bridge was out for a long time, like 9 months, because the barges ran into the bridge during Hurricane Sally. They were not secured. They did take out the entire old bridge on Three Mile Bridge and the new bridge as it was being constructed, and nearly took out the Garson Point Bridge, the I-10 bridge, the bridge going into the Naval Air Station. It was a mess, and some of them also did end up in people's backyards.
Yep.
I mean, some people don't even know that happened, and that was we'd all like to forget it happened, but it did happen.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of
I remember the sheriff talking about, what's our preparations for live fire on a bridge to stop it hitting the I-10 bridge? Yeah, I mean, remember all of that conversation. It's wild. There's also, we see at Shoreline Park, we're talking with the mayor about this earlier this week. Shoreline Park, you're going to have to start paying to park there by the hour if you're not a resident, right?
Well, here's the problem. There are not that many boat ramps in South Santa Rosa County. And, of course, everyone wants to be as close as possible to Pensacola Pass. And Gulf Breeze has a very limited space for a boat launch, and the residents are really their priority. But they've done some investigation and found that people from all over the area, including all over the neighboring states and some that are not neighboring, come and use that boat ramp.
Right.
Well, they sometimes leave their trailers there for extended periods of time, and then there's no way for anyone else to use it. So it's wonderful to have such a great boat ramp, but on the other hand, if it's so popular that the residents can't use it, then you have a problem. So what they are doing is they're going to impose a fee to park there. It's not that much, but it will hopefully deter people from leaving their boats and trailers there their trucks and trailers there for an extended period of time. And, it is going to be free to the residents.
Right.
So therefore, it's going to be only at Shoreline Park South. Not at the ball fields, but just where the boat launch is and the waterfront area.
Yeah, classic parking issue, right? Where there's high demand, you got to figure out some way to regulate it so people aren't squandering the resource. Last thing, you got a lot of stuff in the paper, but one thing I want to ask you about is you got new developments coming at the oil change place, and what's all going on here?
Yeah, we need another oil change place very badly, and I'm being sarcastic, but the KSC that was down there by across from Walmart, it is being torn down, and it is being turned into a Take 5 oil change place. And then we do have another development. Mariachi's restaurant has cleared land that they're going to build an 8,000 square foot restaurant. So another very large Mexican restaurant coming in. So we will have plenty of tacos, burritos, fajitas.
Well, that's good because we lost the KFC. That was a buffet.
Yeah, right. And we, you know, you lost the Taco Bell down the way to the coffee place, and you know, on and on. So
we
okay,
sure did,
all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. We should actually like patent the standard strip mall, and the standard strip mall can have like the oil change place and the mattress place, you know, and the car wash, and you know, just be, you know, they can almost be dropped down by heaven,
facilities.
You know, built in place.
Yeah.
The paper is available everywhere today, and there's all kinds of other stories about the art projects on the utility boxes and the impact fees debate and on. The paper's always got tons of stuff in it. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, as always, thanks for the information and what you do to keep us informed. I appreciate it.
Oh, and be sure to drive safe because school is back today, and we want everyone to be coming home safely, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Absolutely.